That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, we're recording right now, and I want you to draw me a picture of your house and the house that you grew up in right here on this piece of paper. And describe it as you go along. Was it a shotgun house?
It was a two-story house. It had 10 rooms.
10 rooms?
It had two porches that went all the way around.
Uh-huh.
Practically all the way around the house. It had a lot of windows. 3 rooms in the upper story were finished.
Mm-hmm.
The others were not finished.
Yeah.
We used those for playrooms.
Really?
My brothers and sisters.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were 9 in our family. The oldest, two twins, the oldest were twins, died at birth. I had a twin brother who died when he was 7 years old.
Really? I'm sorry.
He had diphtheria.
Oh.
And it was in the day that the antitoxin and all was very, it had not been perfected, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And I have now living 4 brothers and 1 sister. 6 hours lived to mature to adulthood.
Yeah. They don't. None of them live around here, do they?
My sister lives at Cleveland at the old home place. Well, I should say really the second old home place, because we moved away from the older home place when I was in 10th grade. And my father thought he wanted to become a rancher when he was in middle age. He was a rural mail carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought this other place and put it into pasture land. And then he went into business with my brothers in the road contracting business. And he sat on these big porches I've been talking about and watched his cattle.
Wow.
And I have 1 sister who is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now retired. I have 4 brothers who were in road construction together up until their children began to grow up and changes took place in the family. And I only have 1 that stayed in the road business. The others went into other areas.
Hey, your sister was a teacher. Where did she teach?
She taught in White County.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught 7th and 8th grade. And English was her major field, but she taught all of the grades for about, I'd say 8 or 10 years, and then she liked the 7th and 8th grade so much, too. The rest of her time was spent teaching part-time 7th and part of the 8th grade.
Now, you yourself used to teach it at White County one time, didn't you?
Yes. I began there, but right out of college. But my husband was a teacher also. He was... Really, I like to say he was my first and last boss man. He was my principal there. But back in that day, you couldn't make a living teaching, so my husband went into road business for a while, construction work. And it was at this time that he asked me to go with him for, we went on the road for about 9 months. We did not like that. And so we decided we'd come back home. We found ourselves moving so much on the road. We ended up in Greer, South Carolina, and decided that we wanted to come back to Georgia. And so we came back to Georgia, came through.